Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Tenkar, your bartender in the OSR, and today we have another episode of our series of Fireside Chats. I hate to say it like this, but because Peck stands on his own, but he's currently playing the role of Matt Finch. So, sexy pexy Matt Finch, how are you?
I have no hats for anybody. I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
Pex wears many hats, and one of the hats he wears is actually doing things like this, setting up interviews and, I guess, video chats that the frogs are doing. And he's also my standby interviewee in this case, but that's good because the man with many talents is going to be the man who has much knowledge on what we're going to be talking about. And what are we going to be talking about, Pex?
I think there's a box set for Sorus and Wizardry about to come out. Maybe.
Is there now? Now, just so I'll give you guys a little peek behind the curtain. I actually got to look at the preview of the Kickstarter page last night. And I have to say, it looks very nice. The art is impressive. And I like the way it is set up. So, all right, Pex, as the I'm not gonna call you the you're the man behind the curtain on a lot of this shit. You're not the power behind the throne, but you are certainly, I guess, the Wizard of Oz. That should be your title. You know,
step up my game then. But yes, it's accurate.
It is because you do a little bit of everything and a lot of bit of some things. So. Can you tell us a little bit of the, I guess, the genesis or what? I know we've been talking, and I include myself that as a frog or frog associate, about coming out with a new printing or a new edition of Swords and Wizardry for a while now. How did it get to be a box set?
Well, we really wanted to harken back to the spirit of the original game, which is based off of. But we wanted to do it in a way that was easy to use for both DMs and players. So we thought, hey, let's split up the books. But how can we make the Kickstarter cooler than just a reprint of books? Hey, let's have a box set. And then it spun off from there. Like, let's not just do a box set. Let's leave enough room in the box for us to put more stuff in. Because we very much plan on growing Swords and Wizardry as well.
Well, see, for me, that's very exciting because although Swords and Wizardry was not my my entry to the OSR, I was actually brought into the OSR by Castles and Crusades, it was the rule set that I found fit my style of gaming very well. It plays for me like AD&D 1E played when I was younger. Not that we knew we were house ruling it, but we were house ruling it to effectively be what is now Swords and Wizardry Complete. But the complete title is being dropped with the new printing, right?
It is. It's just going to be called Swords and Wizardry. There have been previous editions, just basically, hey, let's add this old supplement into it. And this will be the fourth iteration, but it's only. It's the same version as Complete, honestly. Just split up into four different books.
Right. Split up, new editing, a lot of new art. We're going to have to grab Casey to talk. Casey will be our, it's going to be hard to talk art on a podcast, but Casey can do it, I'm sure. But, yeah, because prior to this, is this being referred to as a new printing or a new edition?
I wouldn't call it a new edition because other than just general layout and grammar fixes, there's very little being done that I would qualify as a new edition. I would say this is new printing, just done in a different way because we're not printing a book off the complete book. We're printing four different books. So, yeah, I would do a reprinting as the correct wordage.
All right. I guess we're splitting hairs because the three prior printings were just, you know, tweaks on the appearance and all that stuff, but this is a total reworking of that. And not a reworking of the system, mind you, but it's a reworking of the presentation. Like you said, one book into four. Now, these are, what do we call it in the States here, digest-sized?
Yeah, they're going to be digest-sized, and if you're not familiar, if you remember, like, I guess TV guides, but a lot thinner and a little bit wider, would be the best way to put it. We're going to have a player's book, so, and a referee's book, and a spell and magic book, and a monster's book. There's going to be a couple more monsters thrown in, I believe, to the actual monster's book than the complete has. So that'll be a little bit of a change, but beyond that, not too much. And the reason we wanted to do that is, well, players don't really need the referee book most of the time, and we just wanted to give them what they need and make it as simple and easy as possible so it just works for them. And same for the DMs.
Well, usually the DMs have to bring everything, but it's nice having it broken down by book. So you don't, like, you're not flipping through the whole book trying to find one thing. Like, oh, I know this is in the monster book, so I don't need to. I'll have that ready and ready to go. But during your game sessions, that's probably what you refer to the most. All right. Now, is there? I know the pricing. You have an optional accessory pack going on there. I saw something about.
Right. We're not going to be doing backers kit like we previously done. We've liked it and we've hated it at the same time for various reasons that I won't go into. So what we're going to do is we're going to have an add-on pledge. So if you just want the add-ons and or if you want to piecemeal what you want, you'll be able to do that. And we're going to be doing a lot more stuff in-house than using external tools because, A, we think we can do it better. And make it easier on our customers than using very complex, convoluted tools.
Makes sense. Now, I already mentioned to Zach last night, after my peek behind the curtain, that there should be an option, and I think you guys are going to find a way to do it, to allow people to order extra players' books. That's what your table is mostly going to need, I would assume. Especially if not everybody wants the full rules right from the start.
Right. So if you want to add on more player books, you'll absolutely be able to do so. And if you are if you have such a table that alternates DMs, you'll be able to order more referee books as well. and monster books and spell books. So, you'll be able to fill out your table no matter what style of table you have, from your solo referee to your everybody takes a shot at referee.
Well, that works. Now, I also saw that there's going to be two different covers on this one, on the actual box. One's a limited cover. One's, I guess, a more general cover.
Right. There's going to be two boxes. One's a limited box, and I'll go into that one a bit. It's a bit bigger, and it's more your wood grain style, and it has very much an old school cover to that box. Now, the general box is just a little bit smaller, and it has it has some of the new art on it, and it looks more like a black box. So we're kind of catering to what people want and have loved over the years, and we think we hit the mark on it, honestly.
Well, I saw both the covers on my little peek, and they both look striking. And of course, I'm sure, like a lot of people out there, I'm a completist when it comes to this shit. When I backed the Old School Essentials Kickstarter, I needed both the box set and the tome. I needed all in one and a box set. Well, I'm going to need both box sets, so just make sure you put two aside for me. I need one of each packs.
I know a guy who knows a guy who has a truck, so I think you're covered.
Oh, okay. Because when you talk about things falling off a truck, you weren't with the company when a whole box of Swords and Wizardry complete third print fell out of the truck and skidded along the street up there in Lake Geneva. That was amusing.
Omens.
Yes. Omens. Simply omens. Now, with this new release, and I'm sure a lot of people are going to be asking this question. I'm sure I'm going to hear it. Will the PDF still be free? Will they be available for the masses once the Kickstarter Kickstarter fulfills?
In the past, in the present, and in the future, the PDF will absolutely be free. It'll be the complete version, the second printing with the Earl Otis cover. I don't know if we're going to do the... I think we're going to redo the PDFs. Well, I'm not going to commit to anything. It's an in-house discussion we haven't had yet. But complete will be free. I can say that because it still is free and will be free.
But technically... Swords and Witchery, White Box, Core, and the complete title are being retired, correct? I mean, they're not being pulled, but they're not going to be supported or something like that?
Right. We really want to focus in on Swords and Witchery, the relabeling, which is complete, just for dropping the word complete off of it. The second printing, we're running low on Dead Tree versions. And once those are gone, I don't think we're going to reprint the Errol Otis ones. So if you're a big Errol Otis fan, I would say if you want to expand your already current collection of Errol Otis, you should pick it up soon because we're running low.
Operators are standing by.
And that is a fantastic cover. It's one of my favorites, actually. But I am digging our new art style we did for this new set for the Kickstarter.
Oh yeah, I love that blue cover. That art is awesome from the second print. I would actually love to have it done as a shower curtain. I don't think Rich would love that, but I certainly would.
I mean, if you can get away with it, go for it, is what I say.
You know, I already have a copy of the Barge Gate map on a shower curtain, and Rich has told me that if we get a house with at least two bathrooms, I can have it on the bathroom that is not used by her. So I was like, okay, I think that's a yes, but we'll see. Now, I don't remember reading this, but it was late at night when Zach gave me the link. Are there stretch goals in this project?
Yes and no. If we reach certain milestones, we will maybe add in some extra art here and there, but we're pretty much offering what we're selling. We're selling a box set with the reprinting of the books. There'll be add-ons, of course, we're going to be doing that mainly in-house. There are a couple of stretch goals, though. I believe we're maybe doing a dice set, because everybody likes dice to go in the box, because when you shake it, it rattles, and it's like Christmas. What's in the box? I don't know. Let's open it up. Uh-huh. And just more quality of life. Maybe we can increase the quality of the boxes or the paper quality and this, that, and the other. So basically, we're wanting to improve the overall quality. So the more money we get in, the more we could do, because we have more money to spend to reward our loyal fans that are possibly and hopefully listening to this podcast.
Well, you see, I actually like that, because when you get too many physical stretch goals, it's when the whole project starts to cave in under its own weight. So that's actually good that the stretch goals are more upgrades as opposed to a lot of newness. Although the dice would be nice, I will say that.
I mean, if you want mechanical pencils, I mean, maybe we can do something. No, we're not doing that.
How about pencil dice, man? No pencil dice?
No pencil dice, please. Please, no.
I want a D20 pencil dice. That pencil will never... That's a round pencil, basically. It'll never stop rolling. Now, I do remember seeing... I guess these are add-ons, or it's an accessory pack or whatever, that you are able to purchase a GM screen.
Yes, and the artwork for that's phenomenal. I've been tossing it on social media as kind of a teaser, but if you haven't seen it yet, it's pretty amazing. And we're doing it a tad different. It's not going to be your full-size DM screen, because I think what I and everybody else has encountered with those, you're constantly having, unless you're super tall, you're constantly having to lean over and to your DM screen to get eye level with your players. And we don't want to break that connection. So we're making ours a little shorter. It's going to be a W fold. So four panels, essentially. And it's going to be low enough where you're going to be able to engage your players without having to look over the DM screen. And we think that's going to get more personable time for the DM and the players, because we want the experience to be full engagement. And that was our choice to go for. That's the reasoning we wanted to go for a smaller DM screen overall.
Well, you know, one of the things, and for the listeners here, if you don't know by now, I back way too many gaming Kickstarters. One of the best things about the Tiny Dungeon D6 Kickstarter was just that, the DM screen that was nice and low, has what you need, but doesn't block that view. That's what I always hated about the old classic AD&D DM screens, or even when you buy the ones that you can put your own sheets into, they're too high. I need to obscure my dice. That's it. I don't need to obscure my face. If I don't have a poker face by now as a DM, I'm not doing well.
Oh, and for those curious, it will lay flat. So if you need to, you can lay it flat.
Lay it flat with the charts facing up?
Yeah, you'll be able to lay it flat on the table. So it's not going to have like those pockets and other stuff that prevents it from folding all the way. And when you unfold it, you'll be able to lay it flat on the table as well if you need to. Some people are very nitpicky about that kind of thing.
Okay, so Laramie in the chat saying it's it lays out like a gaming mat. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry if I'm a little stubbornly stupid on some of this stuff. Okay.
Yeah, because I believe it can fit in the box, last I was told. So that's the other reason for the sizing, as well as it being able to fold. Well, fold all the way.
Right. Well, if it didn't fit in the box, you just have to do what Steve Jackson Games did with the Ogre Kickstarter and just, you know, saran wrap the extra material to the outside of the box, right? That's always a solution. Sorry.
I just want to make an Arnold Schwarzenegger joke right now, but I'm going to hold back.
Really? You actually holding back on a joke, Peck? Because I don't believe this. Go ahead. I give you permission.
I plead the fifth and I refer you to my lawyer.
Well, your lawyer is not here, by the way. That's the reason why you're here.
Fair play.
So now, since the game is basically rebooting, what are the future plans? And I'm not saying necessarily long-distance plans, but what's the immediate plans to support Swords and Wizardry now that it's... getting the proper treatment it should have had years ago. I'm just talking as the Partido man as it get off my fucking lawn. But.
Right, exactly. Well, here's the thing we've been struggling with internally is like we're making adventures, 5e's the king right now, 5th edition. Hey, let's just convert whatever it is we're making for 5e into Swords and Wizardry. That's great, and we do a pretty good job at it, but the way we write for 5e is not necessarily the way we should write for Swords and Wizardry. It's a different style of writing and experience in mine and the other people that play Swords and Wizardry's opinion. So we wanted to get away from Swords and Wizardry as a quote-unquote afterthought or redheaded stepchild. We wanted to actually fully support it because that's our system. It's what we made as a company. Well, Matt Finch and who's now part of the company, but we wanted to fully support it as it's a system. And so